Okay, so today we're going deep on something that's pretty fascinating to me, at least. And
Okay.
that's the connection between learning Hebrew and really getting a deeper understanding of the Bible.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so for this deep dive, we have this little snippet of a conversation between Eitan and Sarah.
Okay.
Eitan's Israeli, and Sarah's an American evangelical Christian. And they both seem really passionate about this connection. So I think it'll be interesting to hear their take.
Yeah, it's it always amuses me how much richer the text becomes when you can engage with it in the original language.
Yeah, for sure. And
Yeah.
that's kind of what Eitan gets at right away. You know, he
Yeah.
uses shalom as an example, which we usually just translate as peace,
Right,
right?
right, right.
But he says there's so much more to it.
Oh, absolutely. Shalom goes way beyond just the absence of conflict.
Okay.
It's this idea of wholeness, completeness, harmony, even prosperity. It's about flourishing in every aspect of life. Like, when Isaiah talks about beating swords into plowshares, it's not just about ending war. He's talking about creating a society where shalom can thrive.
That's a good point. Yeah, it totally changes how you see those verses.
Exactly.
And then he brings up something that I've honestly always found a little confusing.
Oh.
It's in Romans 11 where Paul talks about Gentiles being grafted into Israel.
Ah, yes. A powerful image.
Yeah, but it's like, what does that actually mean?
Well, it makes a lot more sense when you understand the Hebrew context. In ancient Israel, being grafted into the family of Abraham wasn't just some metaphor. It had actual legal and social implications.
Oh,
It
interesting.
meant inheriting the blessings and promises made to Abraham.
So it's like a real tangible thing.
Exactly. So when Paul uses this image, he's making a huge statement. He's saying that Gentiles are now fully part of God's covenant family
Wow.
with all the rights and privileges that come with it.
It really puts it in perspective. Yeah. It really highlights how inclusive God's plan is.
Yeah.
And then Sarah brings up something that I think is really important.
What's that?
Well, she connects Hebrew study with 2 Timothy 2:15,
Okay.
where Paul tells Timothy to correctly handle the word of truth. She thinks knowing Hebrew is essential for doing that.
I think she has a point. The Hebrew language is so precise. Words often have these multiple layers of meaning, nuances that you just can't fully capture in translation.
Yeah.
Studying the original Hebrew forces you to slow down, wrestle with the text, and ultimately engage with it on a much deeper level.
Yeah, like you're getting closer to the source, to the heart of what it's saying.
Exactly.
And Eitan actually quotes Proverbs 4:7, which says, "Get wisdom, and whatever you get insight."
Love that verse.
Me too.
Yeah.
And Eitan sees Hebrew as a key to unlocking that insight within Scripture.
He's right. The Hebrew language itself can be a source of revelation.
Also.
The way words are structured, the root meanings, the cultural idioms, all of it adds layers of meaning that deepen your understanding.
I see.
Think about shalom again. It comes from a root that suggests completeness, wholeness. So even at the grammatical level, you see this idea of shalom encompassing more than just peace.
Wow, I never thought about it like that. It's like every little piece adds to the overall picture.
Exactly.
And then
Well,
Sarah brings up Colossians 3:16. Paul talks about letting the word of Christ dwell in you richly. I never really connected that to Hebrew before.
that's the beauty of it. By understanding the original Hebrew, we can really internalize scripture in a richer, more meaningful way. It's not just about reading the words, it's about letting them resonate deep within us. Imagine meditating on a passage, and suddenly, because of your understanding of Hebrew, a whole new layer of meaning opens up to you.
That would be amazing.
It truly brings scripture to life.
So it sounds like learning Hebrew isn't just an academic exercise.
Not at all.
It's more about experiencing scripture on a deeper level.
Absolutely. It can transform your understanding of the text and deepen your relationship with God's word.
That's amazing. So as we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about. What's a verse that's always spoken to you? One that you hold dear? Now imagine the depth it might have in the original Hebrew.
It's an invitation to explore, to dig deeper.
Exactly. What new layers of meaning might be waiting to be discovered?
That's for our listeners to find out.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.
See you then.